This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I am neither one of those fine folks. I am Jack Hillgrove, filling in for the guys on a happy Labor Day 2025. Right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hopefully you're enjoying the holiday. Jalen Warren is enjoying the holiday. He is $12 million richer after his two-year contract extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another thing that I wanted to mention today, too, before the Steelers talk completely consumed the airwaves for my 4 hours, and Donnie Football fills in for the show he produces coming up on the PM team from 2 to 6, so be sure to tune in to Donnie. I'm sure he'll have plenty to bring to the table when it comes to the Jalen Warren extension and the Steelers. On this date, in 1971, en route to a World Series title, the Pittsburgh Pirates fielded what is to be believed the first all-black / Latino lineup in Major League Baseball history. Rennie Stennett, Gene Kleins, Roberto Clemente, Willie Stargell, Manny Sanguian, Dave Cash, Al Oliver, Jackie Hernandez, and Doc Ellis on the bump. Again, believed to be the first all-black / Latino lineup in a Major League Baseball game ever. Pirates won that game and won the World Series that year. So pretty darn cool. There's a lot of interesting on this day in sports histories, Jolie. We were talking about this before the show and obviously before the Warren extension. We'll get back into that in a moment. But more recent and more prevalent to our region, September 1st, 2022, the reinstallment of the backyard brawl. MJ Devonshire interception return for a touchdown to clinch it. And you would ask me this question, and I agree. That is absolutely a top 10 moment in Acrisure Stadium history. I think you asked in agreement, correct, sir?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, it's up there. September 1st, 2007. I didn't also realize that was the Big Ten Network's first game on the Big Ten Network.
That's right.
App State going to the Big House and beating Michigan. So there's quite a few on this day in sports histories that are pretty darn cool. But Pirates and Phillies, September 1, 1971. Pirates fielding what is to be believed the first all-black / Latino lineup in Major League Baseball history. So pretty darn cool. All right, back to Jalen Warren at 412-928-9370. That's the number of the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. One of the first texts that we got about the Warren extension It's actually kind of nice because it's got a timestamp with these when they come in. So it kind of shows you, like when people start texting about it, it shows you how long the news has been out there for. So over an hour ago. First text on Jaylen Warren's extension at 10:56 a.m. Does this mean that they aren't liking what they're seeing from Johnson? And I wanted to circle back to that because I think in a way that it means the opposite. It means that they want to pair those guys together for, it'll be for the first three seasons of Johnson's tenure in the National Football League. And I think that they think the, they make each other better. And that's what they've seen so far. It's going to be a situation that kind of dictates not running back by committee, but have a tandem. And I was sort of criticizing where the Detroit Lions are with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs just being a better running back than David Montgomery, despite Montgomery making like what, $8, $9 million this year. But still, like, Detroit was one game away from the Super Bowl last year. And no, check that too. They lost to the Commanders in the divisional round. They were 15-2 last year and a Super Bowl contending team. And they had a tandem last year of Gibbs and Montgomery that ran for 1,400 yards and 775 yards, respectively. I don't think that, I mean, to suggest that Caleb Johnson will be that, get like Jahmyr Gibbs good, 1,400 yards, 16 touchdowns, that's a lot to ask, especially in 2025. But the point that I'm trying to make is that there are Super Bowl contending teams that have two running backs like that. Like, every part of me believes, and I'm not saying that it's going to be exactly this amount of production, because that would be a lofty, lofty ask. I hope that it could get to that point. That'd be fantastic. And I think that's what the Steelers think. But the fact of the matter is that there are teams out there that are doing this and winning games and contending for the Super Bowl. It's not like, and we had a caller said, oh man, I wish they had starter caliber. They believe that Jaylen Warren is. That's why they gave him the first extension that a running back has earned by the Steelers in almost 20 years. You draft a running back in the third round, you expect that guy to be a starter as well. So the Steelers believe that they have two running backs that are of starter caliber, just like the Detroit Lions do in Gibbs and Montgomery. And Gibbs and Montgomery both contributed a hell of a lot. Over 2,000 yards between the two of them and 28 rushing touchdowns. This offense was so good last year, and I hope nobody's blowing this out of proportion expecting me to think that the Steelers' offense now is going to be like the Lions. But holy cow, dude, were they good last year. 16-12 touchdowns, and Jared Goff still threw for 4,600 yards. Holy shnikes. Two 1,000-yard receivers. I mean, that would be unbelievable if the Steelers were able to pull that off this year. It ain't happening. But the fact of the matter is that there's a formula. What I'm trying to say is that there's a formula for where Warren and Johnson can both be starter caliber players and succeed in this offense. 412-928-9370. That is the number to call to get in touch with us and react to the Jaylen Warren extension. You put it all together. This year, $5.3 million, plus the sweetener to get him over seven, and then plus 26 and 27. Mike Garofalo tweets, the total value of the Jaylen Warren deal from now until the end of it, 3 years, just under $17.5 million. That is under $6 million a year. And it's going to be less than six in 26 and 27 because he's making over $7 million this year. That is so fine, I can't even describe how fine that deal is. Team friendly, makes Warren happy, certainly makes the Steelers happy. and you pair Warren and Johnson for the next three seasons. There is an identity in that backfield. And between Zach Frazier, Mason McCormick, and Troy Faltanu, the Steelers have established an identity as far as a run game is concerned, tailbacks paired with the offensive line. Is it going to work? Did they succeed? To be determined. 2025 will obviously tell us a hell of a lot. But the goal for the Steelers after the Matt Canada disaster, philosophically, was to get somebody in here and establish a run game. They've got that guy in Arthur Smith. And since Arthur Smith has taken over as offensive coordinator, the run game has improved. And from a personnel standpoint, they've got guys that are going to be here for the next couple of seasons. So the identity is set. And whether that's a good identity or a bad identity is obviously yet to be seen. But when you take it all together and you look at what Warren's making and you know that Caleb Johnson's on the rookie deal and you know that the offensive linemen are on the rookie deal as well, I do not think it's an unreasonable ask, and I don't think it's an unreasonable goal for the Steelers to, again, be the 11th best rushing team in the National Football League this year, just like they were a season ago. And at $17.5 million for your highest paid running back and everything else tied into the run game, on the north end of the top 15, and listen, they were, what, 3, almost 3 full yards per game short of being better than the Falcons and being a top 10 rushing offense. If they're 11th again, I'm fine with it. I'm absolutely fine with it. And it, to me, means a job well done. What say you? 412-928-9370. That is the number to get a hold of us if you want to chime in. You can also hit me up on Twitter at jhillgrovewtov. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jalen Warren, 2 years, $12 million. You tie it all together. The Warren deal is 3 seasons and just under $17.5 million per for the 2025 or for the 2025, 2026, and 2027 season. Last season, Jalen Warren in 15 games, 511 yards, and only one touchdown. 23, 784, and 4 touchdowns. Played it all 17 games. Texter says, like the deal, Jack, but Warren fumbles. He fumbled 3 times in 23, once last year. 3 fumbles in a season, yeah, yikes. But it went back down in 24. And again, at the end of the day, this is not top-tier money for a running back, and not even close to top-tier money for a running back. So if Jalen Warren becomes a fumble machine and Jalen Warren ends up fizzling out, right, he does. And I don't want to hear, and I don't think it's going to happen. I think Jalen Warren will be a fine running back for the next 3 seasons. He's guaranteed to be in a Steelers uniform. I'm not saying he's going to be elite. I'm not saying he's going to be near the upper echelon of the NFL in rushing production. I have a feeling he'll just be a very fine running back. And if he's not, and if he fumbles, and if he's hurt, and if he can't stay on the field, people are allowed to bitch. People are allowed to complain. Absolutely, you should complain. But let's not tie it back to the contract extension and blaming the general manager and blaming the head coach for this particular contract extension if Jaylen Warren doesn't work out does not make much sense to me, because it's not that lucrative of a deal. And they'll probably be able to get out of it for not that much of a cap penalty either. So yeah, we could kind of say, what are we doing really? We extended this guy and it didn't work out. But it's not going to be like they're tied into all this money. Far from it. The exact opposite. I don't think that's going to happen. Well, I've said it once and I'll say it again. But if it does, it seems like the Steelers will be able to wipe their hands with this deal and get rid of the deal and have it not be a financial burden relatively quickly. Again, I don't think it's going to happen. Far from it. I think Jaylen Warren will be a fine tailback in the National Football League, and I think it's reasonable to expect an 1,000-yard season from Jaylen Warren. And if that's a little too aggressive for you, let me rephrase that. It's reasonable to expect Jaylen Warren to have a career high in total rush yards in a season. It's reasonable to expect him to clear 784. Because last season, somehow, some way, Najee Harris still got to over 1,000 yards, averaging 4.0 yards per carry on the dot. Was an average of 61 yards a game. Jaylen Warren can get there. And for my money, will get there.
One thing I like is Warren's explosiveness. And I mean, Najee Harris got 1,000 yards, and it's probably based on volume, considering he has no sort of burst to him.
Nope.
He had what? He never even had a 40-yard rush in his time with the Steelers, did he? Jaylen Warren, I know for a fact, had like a 74-yard touchdown against the Browns 1 year.
Najee had a 36-yard rush in 24, a 25-yarder in 23, 36, and 37. The longest run of his career was 37 yards, and I think that was against the Browns in Ben's last game, was it not?
I believe so, but it tells you one thing, is there is obviously much more explosion in Jaylen Warren's running style and burst. And once this offensive line forms together, this really young O-line that gets more games under its belt, dude, I mean, unless the Steelers go full running back by committee where it's 50-50 between Warren and Johnson, if Warren's getting like 60% of the touches, he's probably getting, you know, 11, 1,200 yards, assuming he plays all 17 games, and it's going to make that contract look like a super doggone good deal.
The other thing you're getting with a $6.5 million a year clip, whatever it's going to be, $17.5 million over the next three seasons, the other thing that you're getting is really, really good pass protection for your 41-year-old quarterback. Jaylen Warren is a beast with a capital B in pass pro. That's the other thing you're paying for here. And a couple of callers have already poo-pooed on the extension. He's a backup. When it comes to pass blocking and pass protection, he ain't a backup. He can be as good as it gets. And for that kind of money, as good as it gets, with a 41-year-old quarterback that needs to stay upright in order for your team to succeed this year, yeah, sign me up for that. Sign me up for that all the live long day. 412-928-9370. It's the number of the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Jeff Hathorn joining us in about 10 minutes. Does this have any correlation with Boswell and Hayward? That'll be a question I ask Jeff. I will ask Jeff his thoughts, obviously, on Warren getting a new deal and Warren being a Steeler through 27. And how really does this impact Cam Hayward's grievances and Chris Boswell's grievances? Dexter, he will have a good year and then pull a Kim Hayward and negotiate for more money. Spelled K-I-M. I think I know who you meant. We'll see. I mean, like, that was obviously a legitimate concern of people when all this Cam Hayward news came out, is what kind of precedent now does this set for the Steelers of, oh, I can just have a good year and then renegotiate with 2 years left of my deal. We're not going to know what kind of precedent it sets until, like, more people start doing it. So I'm not going to, like, overreact quite yet to, oh, Warren has a 1,400-yard season and then wants top-tier money, wants boosted again. Well, Jalen Warren had a 1,400-yard season. They better renegotiate. They better fix that deal. That's not here nor there. The point I'm trying to make is we're not going to know if that has any direct correlation to Cam Hayward's situation until it happens, until more people start doing it and say, well, Cam did it. I guess you can do that. Boom. So we'll see. Jury's still out on that. But it's definitely something that obviously fans are going to keep an eye on based off of how Cam Hayward has conducted things here since that report came out in training camp. Coming up, Jeff Hathorn will join the program. 93.7 The Fan Sports Director from the South Side, covering Pat Narduzzi's press conference ahead of Central Michigan, transitioning to Steelers practice, and of course the big news of the day. Jalen Warren back with the Pittsburgh Steelers on a 2-year extension. The combined 3-year deal of 25 in the 2 years that Adam threw through the 2027 season. It's 3 years and just under $17.5 million a year. We'll talk about it with Jeff coming up next. Joel said at the top of this hour, oh, hour number 3, and I didn't realize that this was the third hour of 4, but it is. And you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. Jeff Hathorn coming your way next. Joel Nelson filling in for Austin City Limits. I am Jack Hillgrove filling in for Bob Pompiani and Joe Starkey on the Pomp and Joe Show. And this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Jeff Hathorn coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life. and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Year, The Fan. Text line. Do I keep saying 17 and a half per year? There's two different people that said I said that. I guess I did by accident. Sorry. It's $17.5 million over the next 3 years is what it all equates to. Jaylen Warren's new contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, new deal. If I worded it wrong, I apologize. Right now, we head out to the fan hotline and talk to somebody who very rarely, if ever, words anything wrong. That's our esteemed sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, I know you're busy. Appreciate you hopping on with me. Happy Labor Day, sir. How are you?
Happy Labor Day, yeah. And the contract news wasn't the one exactly we were expecting potentially to happen today, but good for Jaylen. $12 million guaranteed. That's for a guy who's never been a number one tailback and has 200-100-yard games in his career. It's some pretty good money.
Yeah, absolutely. I was surprised by it. It sounds like you were surprised by it. But as it has come out and the dollar figure has come out, it seems like you're of the opinion that it's a pretty darn favorable deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And I think for Jaylen. I mean, really, he hasn't shown he could be a number one, yet he's going to get $12 million guaranteed for a position where, I mean, injuries happen. So, yeah, I think it works actually for both sides, and it still allows them, with the money that we're talking about, to see what Caleb Johnson is. And if Caleb Johnson ends up not being what everybody hopes, you got Jaylen Warren. But if Caleb Johnson turns out to be something great, it's okay. You still got him under a rookie contract. Warren's contract doesn't kill you. I mean, I think it's a really good situation. And then you add in the intangibles, the way Warren practices every day, the intensity that he brings, and how that might rub off on other guys. I think it's a nice bonus. It's not why you sign a guy, but it's a bonus when you sign somebody to a contract like that.
Yeah, that's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. So, Jeff, what does this mean for Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell at this point?
Nothing. I mean, it doesn't really impact their situation. It seems like, you know, with Boswell, that the fact that he was out there kicking in the preseason means that situation is fine. And I'll say this with Cam. We tried to talk to him last practice on Thursday, and nothing had changed with his status. But as you saw that day, you know, Cam was out there doing drills. So it doesn't seem like – it's not like Cam's sitting over on the side – and there's pouting. It seems like something is going to get done in that direction. And maybe this is all just a smokescreen from the Steelers just to be able to say, hey, you know, he was one of our greatest, and we took him down to the end before we ended up just forwarding money from his next year's contract. It seems like that might be in play here.
Yeah, and because of the way that the preseason ended for both of those guys, Boswell, you mentioned, kicked, Cam Hayward, a full participant at one point in practice, like, it seems like despite them obviously still without what they want, neither one of them are in danger, especially Cam Hayward. Obviously, the Steelers parted ways with Ben Sauls. Cam Hayward's definitely going to play on Sunday at this point, too, it seems like.
It seems like it would take a dramatic shift. And, I mean, Cam's been here for a few years. You get a feel for a guy. He doesn't seem like the guy that's going to miss out on time with his teammates. And I just believe something's going to get done, that all of this is just taking time, but there doesn't seem to be worry. Tomlin's not concerned about it. Hayward's out there leading his teammates. Even when he wasn't practicing, he was out there leading his teammates. So it's not like he went away or it got really contentious. He just feels like there was a handshake deal. He didn't get it in writing, and now they're trying to figure out how they mend this.
Jeff Hathorn joining us, Joel Nelson behind the glass. Jeff, Joel's got a question for you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Jeff, what percentage of the touches would you anticipate Jaylen Warren getting compared to Caleb Johnson and Kenneth Gainwell for the Steelers and Jets on Sunday?
I mean, it's going to depend on how well he performs, but I think Jaylen's an over 50% guy, and then you split the other two. I really do. I mean, I think ideally Caleb Johnson gets a couple of carries in this game because Jaylen's running it well and Gainwell's coming in on third downs and getting his opportunities. But I do think they want to start with Jaylen as the guy. I mean, obviously, Caleb Johnson's a rookie. There's things he's got to learn. He's not a three-down back at this point in his career. Jaylen can do that. And as I mentioned, Gainwell's a guy who can do that. So I think Jaylen's going to get a majority of the touches. Now, if in that game you know, Jalen fumbles or Caleb shows a couple of really good runs. They, either he or Gainwell can earn more reps, but I think over 50% is going to go to Jalen. That's from everything that we've seen at practices, that looks like how it's going to play out.
Jeff, how much of the extent, what's the percentage of the value that the Steelers hold in Jalen Warren's ability in the pass protection side of things to where he earned this extension? Because a couple of callers that I took earlier as the extension news came out, you know, cited the production from a run standpoint. And I feel like his ability, Warren's ability in pass protection is getting lost in this extension because it's pretty darn valuable, especially when you have a 41-year-old quarterback.
It is. And I mean, you have an unproven tackle on the right side and one that you moved over to the left side that even if you don't say it, there's probably a little, let's see how this is going to go. We like what it's going to happen, but what's going to happen when we get into a game and the Jets have some good pass rushers. So yeah, I think that part of it plays into it. You know, you can count on him, even if it's any down, that he's going to pick up a blitz and that he looks for that type of contact. That's the thing. I think that's a little different with Jalen is he wants that. It's not something that he has to do as part of his job. He looks forward to that physicality, and you can't really teach that. It's something that somebody's got to have. And I think Gainwell is a different type of third down guy. He can chip, but he's going to be a little bit more dangerous out of the backfield. And I think Caleb just needs some work. I mean, this is a big adjustment for him. He goes from being the guy at Iowa to now potentially being a guy they just stick in and maybe a safety valve in most of his time if he's playing on third downs, at least to start his career in the NFL.
What's the scuttlebutt on the south side? I know the locker room available to you guys after practice. Do you guys anticipate Jalen Warren or even Mike Tomlin discussing this and being available to you guys after practice?
Yeah, we're hoping for Jalen at least. He's not a man that likes to brag about himself, so I don't anticipate a lot of things other than he's thankful to the Steelers organization, that he's excited about the year. Even though it may not sound excited, he's just very low key and in front of us. But yeah, that's what we're hoping. And, you know, listen, it's game week now. All the camp stuff, all that stuff's behind you. I mean, you got a team in front of you. You're looking at tendencies. Wednesday we talked to Aaron Rodgers, and I'm anxious as much as he'll play it off, you know, what it means to play the Jets in week one as a Steeler. No preseason reps. How is that going to look? But yeah, I mean, this is what we saw today is a quiet, confident team. They believe in themselves. Even whatever mistakes or issues you saw in the preseason, they don't think those are going to be full go. And as maybe the best news at the end of last week is Highsmith saying that he's good to go, that 1,000% he's going to play on Sunday. And that's what a welcome addition that will be, because that defense we saw in the preseason for three games had neither Watt nor Highsmith for any of those games.
Especially when you've got a quarterback on the other side in Justin Fields. And I guess one of the more underrated things as the Steelers prepare is like they know what that guy brings to the table because he was in their room a year ago. But on the flip side of things, like I'm sure Justin Fields, it knows what the Steelers are going to try to attack defensively. So what do you think maybe might rear its head more of, the Steelers being familiar with Fields or vice versa?
Jack, the matchup I'm looking for is I'm going to guess that they're going to have Peyton Wilson's shadow and Peyton's speed against Fields' speed. How is that going to play out?
Yeah.
Because I think he's going to be spying Fields and how that works its way through. And, you know, what the Steelers can't do is they just can't allow him to make a couple of plays through the air, force him to run the ball. And then you brought all this speed in. You got a guy like Ramsey you brought in. You've got Wilson speed. You paid Queen big money. I mean, this is why you brought guys in that have this type of speed to be able to make plays on guys like this. And I'll say this, Fields was loved by the guys. He really was. But make no doubt, he felt like he got a raw deal here. And he's going to, as fired up as Aaron might be to face the Jets, Fields is going to be very fired up to show the Steelers that they missed out on a 26-year-old that could have been their franchise quarterback. So this is going to be a fun game. I'm looking forward to it. And I really think this Wilson v. Fields is going to be really intriguing because both guys have incredible physical abilities. And if those things manifest itself, let's see how this plays out.
Jeff Hathorn is a busy man, and he is a nice man because he took time out of his busy day to chat with us about the Jaylen Warren contract extension. Jeff, appreciate you, man, as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, there he goes, Jeff Hathorn. Peyton Wilson legacy game incoming, Jolie, is what I took from that last quote there. Boy, would that be nice.
That would be really nice. And if he can step up in a major way for the Steelers. I know Landon Roberts was huge for this team last year. So
yeah, especially
Wilson, year two.
Especially from a run side of things. And we can dive into this matchup a little bit more as we continue to react to the Jaylen Warren news at 412-928-9370. I guess I said $17.5 million per year a couple of times, and somebody in the text line corrected me. I didn't mean it like that. I hope a lot of you out there knew that that was a goof up, and if not, I apologize. It's about 3 years and $17.5 million over the 3 years. Actually, just a little bit less. And there you have it. 5.35 to a little over 7, $12 million guaranteed throughout the deal to 2027, and he gets a sweetener up over $7 million. Jaylen Warren, Steeler through 2027. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. My NFL season predictions coming up at the top of the hour. We're with you until 2 o'clock, and then Donnie Football takes over as he hosts the PM team on 93.7 The Fan. He's Joel Nelson. I'm Jack Hillgrove, filling in for Pomp and Joe right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
So, yeah, I just read this guy's tweet wrong. I went back and explained to Joel why I was like, oh, haters gonna hate at the beginning of the Jeff segment. Apparently, this is a good tweet. This comes from Jacob Fluell, and I'll shout him out. They said Jaylen Warren would sign for under $5 million. My call, I said no way for $6 million. They, meaning other people, the projections that I thought. And then I was like, yeah, I did not say this. And then the guy replied to me and said, yeah, that's why I didn't tag you. You didn't say that. You cooked, brother. I like you in the seat. Thank you for the nice words. Quoting that with the Mr. Rogers clown gif. Right now. Gotta own up to your mistakes. I think my worst one so far, Joel. Remember when everybody was getting frustrated when the Steelers, like, Darnold signed with the Seahawks. Fields signed with the Jets and the quarterbacks were ticking off the clock and everybody was frustrated about what are they doing at wide receiver? No elite. And then I tweeted something to the effect of no elite wide receiver will ever want to come to Pittsburgh because of them dragging their feet with the quarterback position. And then literally less than an hour later, they traded for and signed DK Metcalf to a $30 million a year extension. Got to own up to it. That's part of the gig.
That came way out of the blue too. You know,
like I did not expect that.
There were no rumblings or anything about that happening.
There were more rumblings, I feel like, of Jalen Ramsey.
Yes.
So, like, I don't think a lot of people anticipated Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith together. And obviously that happened. But there were more rumblings of Jalen Ramsey. And then when you see those rumblings, you're like, no way. But there was more of that than there was DK Metcalf, I think. Because it seemed like the Packers were all over DK Metcalf.
You knew that, like, he didn't have the... I don't know what the word is. He wasn't like disgruntled with Seattle or anything like that. Nothing, at least nothing to the extent of Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin, Hendrickson, Myles Garrett. But you knew that, you know, his time in Seattle might be coming to an end along those lines. But yeah, the Steelers, they just seemed like they were never exactly in the conversation. We'd get a few calls here and there on the matter about, you know, oh, they could go trade for DK. But it never felt like it took any sort of seriousness. Never could have been a realistic possibility at the time.
That's Joel Nelson. Joel's a nice man and doing a good job filling in for Austin City Limits right here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Joel does a great job and he doesn't babble nonstop about wiffle ball every 5 minutes. So it's great. Thank you, Joel. Jalen Warren's contract extension has... I'm sorry, Austin. Jalen Warren's contract extension has been announced by the club that he plays for, that being your team and mine, Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The traditional photo of Jalen or the player with a pen and contract in his hand. Do we think it's the actual contract, or they just put like a piece of paper in front of him and say, here, hold this? Might be his actual contract. I doubt it, though. But it's announced by the Pittsburgh Steelers. They call it a new 3-year contract. And this always, I feel like, confuses the masses. They word it this way because the salary for 2025 for Warren has been adjusted, right? It was at 5.3 and change, and now he's getting a shade over $7 million for the 2025 season. And then 2 more years. So it is technically a new 3-year contract, despite the initial report from Garofolo and Jalen Warren's agency, the Orr Sports Group, being a 2-year extension. Through the 2027 season is all you need to know. Over the next 3 years, he will be making just shy of $17.5 million buckaroos, which is favorable for the Steelers, favorable for him. It kind of has me fired up for the Steelers from a sense of creating and solidifying more consistency as far as the run game goes for the next couple of years, because you've got him being Warren, Caleb Johnson on a rookie deal, and a couple of young offensive linemen as well. 412-928-9370 is the number to get a hold of us as we continue to react to the Jalen Warren contract extension, and we continue to get ready for Steelers and Jets. Sunday, 1 o'clock, the NFL season returns. How do you feel about the Steelers? If you haven't had a chance to call in and provide a record prediction somewhere and want to, phone line is open, 412-928-9370. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. It's presented by the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday, 12 noon, the 937thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And Fan Weather is presented by Myers Law Group. That's Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Beauty today, sunny skies, temps in the low 80s. Good weather for me to get out of here at 2 o'clock, Jolie, and move boxes into my new apartment.
That's right.
Big time stuff going on today and tomorrow for yours truly. All right, coming up, we will run through our record predictions for the 2025 NFL season, which includes my record prediction for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's all coming up next, right here on the Pomp and Joe Show, without Pomp and without Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.